It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
I think it was not respectful. And yesterday I said they're making fun of us in our faces. Puerto Rico is not a trash can or a garbage island in the middle of the ocean. Puerto Rico is more than that.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and we are just days away from the presidential election. Now, this past Sunday, Donald Trump held a rally at Madison Square Garden in New York. It was a lot. But one comment may have turned this election upside down. Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe's reference to Puerto Rico being a floating island of garbage has been a flashpoint for the Puerto Rican and Latino community at large, including here in Philadelphia. For more, let's bring in KYW's community impact reporter Raquel Williams. Raquel, there were a lot of disparaging things that were said at that rally, but this one really has moved the needle.
It did. It moved the needle of emotion, and it got a lot of people pretty riled up, fed up, and just completely done with the division and the degrading comments about certain sects and groups of people.
Now, I know you covered a press conference this week with some leaders from the Puerto Rican community, because Philadelphia has a huge Puerto Rican community as well. What did they have to say about this?
Yeah, well, they were not happy. They were absolutely at their wits' end.
Bastante, ya. Enough is enough, folks. I've had it. I cannot continue to accept that. I hope that you don't forget, because I won't forget.
They basically said that the campaign has no respect for Latinos. They have no respect for Puerto Ricans. They really went back and talked about how Trump didn't support Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. They talked about the launching of the paper towels. They were really talking about the fact that Trump derided Puerto Rico as dirty and poor, and even suggested selling Puerto Rico or trading it for Greenland. I mean, they really went back to all of the things that he is on record as saying, and trying to wake up, saying that the Puerto Rican community needs to wake up and say, when someone shows you who they are, you really need to pay attention.
Don't be fooled. That is something that they are aligned with. The campaign believes that we are garbage. The campaign has no respect for Latinos.
Pennsylvania does have the fourth highest Puerto Rican population in the U.S., and Philadelphia has the second largest of all U.S. cities. So this is a large voting gap, and Puerto Ricans are extremely passionate, hardworking, passionate people. And when they get behind a cause, they are behind it 100%. So this was one of those things where they were extremely disheartened at these comments. And I even asked at the press conference, if former President Trump were to offer an apology, would that be welcomed or would, you know, at all? And they said, absolutely not. Because, you know, even though the campaign says that things were vetted and they weren't aware that he was going to say this particular line, you kind of know who you're getting when you hire somebody, and you know what they're going to be doing. And so they, you know, they were saying that no apology would be accepted, not after this, pretty much the campaign knew who they had in that comedian.
Now, the campaign did distance itself probably about as much as the Trump campaign ever apologizes or walks anything back. And it was not like Trump himself in an interview. He's had multiple chances to walk this back. But the campaign did put out a statement, right?
Yeah, the campaign put out a statement saying that the comments made by Tony Hinchcliffe, the comedian, doesn't reflect the views of Donald Trump or the campaign. Donald Trump even came out and said he doesn't even know the comedian. The comedian said it's just a joke. He loves Puerto Rico and that his comments were taken out of context. And when you take it out of context, of course, it sounds like it sounds. But that's up to everyone to judge.
If there is a group where Donald Trump has made progress, it's with Latinos overall. Like, all the polls show it. Now with this, it's going to be interesting to see what eventually the numbers say.
I'm not sure how this is going to translate, but I can tell you that the press conference, the Puerto Rican community were saying that they hope that it translates, that anger actually translates to the ballot box action and obviously what they're hoping for.
All right. Thank you very much, Raquel. That's KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams joining us. And we will have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.